KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny later today. We'll have a high around 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The pilot of an airplane that lost power was forced to try and land the craft in a cornfield Thursday afternoon in Montgomery County. The sheriff's office reports the communications center received a call about an aircraft sitting in a field at 2559 I Avenue at around 3 p.m. The pilot of the 1975 Cessna was identified as Mike Josephson of Red Oak. He wasn't hurt during the incident, and the plane sustained only minor damage. Damage to the corn crop was undetermined. The FAA will investigate the incident. Police in Creston arrested a man wanted on a warrant for failure to serve his jail sentence. 43-year-old Stephen Jane of Creston was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. Thursday and brought to the Union County Jail, where he will serve the remainder of his sentence. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday his officers arrested a woman on numerous charges Thursday morning following a traffic stop. 50-year-old Dawn Charlene Beverlin of Clarinda was taken into custody a little after midnight. She faces charges that include suspicion of operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and a controlled substance, possession of drug believed to be methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving on a suspended license. Beverlin was booked into the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors held a special meeting Wednesday evening to draft a five-year plan for parks and recreation in the community. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring told KJAN News they plan to meet October 21st and narrow down their wish list and develop a timeline prior to presenting it to the City Council at budget time.
The vision for the future is an exciting one, and we've made a lot of progress, but they're wanting to keep the momentum and move forward, and we talked about some major projects. Again, the City Council is wanting to do some planning budget-wise, so they've challenged all of the departments to come up with a five-year plan, which is great, which is kind of the way we operate anyway.
The board, according to Herring, said its number one priority is the continued development of the Shelburg Recreation Area and the seeking out of grant funds from Vision Iowa and other sources, especially with regard to the campground area.
Getting electricity and water hookups out there so we can get the campground going.
Other continued improvements the Parks Board wants to see include those for Sunnyside Park.
Continuing to refurbish the shelters at Sunnyside Park. There's three more smaller shelters that we would like to refurbish and do better lighting, and then give them a paint job to make them a little more attractive.
They also will be looking for grants for adding a shelter on the west side of the Shelburg Rec area, including electrical connections.
Shelburg Recreation Area involves lots of different things, and again, it's going to require some additional funding from hopefully the Vision Iowa grant.
Other phased-in plans over the next 5 years for the entire parks system in Atlantic included the upgrading of playground equipment in all of the parks and making them handicapped accessible, and establishing a focus group to determine upgrades to the Atlantic swimming pool. It isn't too late to order trees from the Atlantic Operation Relief Residential Tree Distribution Program, but according to DNR Forestry Programs Coordinator Laura Wagner, the species are beginning to sell out, and order forms must be mailed by the end of the day today. Even if you don't live in Cass County, you can pre-order trees from the distribution as long as you're an Alliant Energy customer. If you're not an Alliant customer, you can come to the event scheduled for Saturday, October 17th from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds to purchase a tree on a first-come, first-served basis. There's also a tree planting and care workshop that same day beginning at 10 a.m. All the trees offered are native to Iowa and will thrive in Cass County and the surrounding area. The trees typically sell for $100 or more at a retail nursery, but are just $25 through Operation Relief. Additional information about the program and a downloadable order form for the trees is available on the same story under the news page at KJAN.com. The Cass County Chapter of Pheasants Forever will hold a youth pheasant hunt on Saturday, October 24th. The event is open to youth who have completed hunter safety training. The hunt will take place on that morning from 8 a.m. until noon. Participants will be provided with a box of either 12 or 20-gauge ammunition. If there are youth that would like to attend but do not have a shotgun, the chapter will provide one for you. Parent or guardians of youth who want to participate need to contact Becky Dreger, the Cass County Pheasants Forever Youth Coordinator, before October 22nd. Her number is 712-249-5130. Youth will need to meet members of the chapter at the Atlantic Hy-Vee parking lot at 8 a.m. on October 24th. A committee hoping to see a positive outcome for an $875,000 bond measure on November 3rd in Atlantic is offering the public additional chances prior to the vote to tour the second and third floors of the Atlantic City Hall. Funds from the bond, if approved, would be used for improvements, including making those floors handicapped accessible and allowing for the space to be user-friendly for private and public events. The reopen second floor of the City Hall Committee says an open house will be held today at 4:30 p.m. following the homecoming parade here in Atlantic, and on Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. before the Atlantic Firemen's Parade. Two additional houses, open houses, will be held during Produce in the Park next Thursday, October 15th, from about 5:30 until 7:30 p.m., and on Saturday, October 31st, from 2:30 until 4:30 p.m., and then again from 7:30 until 9 p.m., and you're invited to wear a costume during the Halloween open house. The events will give you a chance to tour the second and third floors of City Hall that have until just recently been closed to the public for about 40 years. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be touring various facilities in southwest Iowa today. Beginning at 9 a.m., Reynolds will be in Glenwood for a Main Street Glenwood tour. At 11, she'll be in Sydney for a tour of the new Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, a public open house for which was held on September 24th. And this afternoon, Iowa's Lieutenant Governor will be in Shenandoah for a 1 p.m. tour of the Greater Shenandoah Historical Museum and Historical Society. She wraps the day up in Corning at 3 o'clock with a visit to Precision Pulley. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.